Hello, Poddlers. Coming up in the Social Ammunition, we examine parenting in the 1990s.
Swim too soon after you eat, you will drown.
If you get a tattoo, you will not be able to get a job.
You don't turn off that car light, we will wreck and we will die.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Tell me the tale of your weekend through the use of emojis. Send them to 8, 12, 15. That's your little job. Oh, yes, it is. Thank you for doing so. I'll get the ball rolling, which is the running person emoji, and then the sad crying face emoji, then the egg emoji, then the frying pan emoji, then the little dude with the dark hair going, what? Why? It's because whilst lots of people that I follow on Instagram clearly took part and completed the London Marathon, I still failed in my attempts to make my first ever omelette.
I saw the attempt.
And I don't like how far away I am from their achievement.
Yeah.
like they ran for, what is it, 26 miles, is it? Yeah. Something like that. And I couldn't literally make an omelette without breaking some eggs.
Wow.
And I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
Perversity still evades me, man.
It was not perverse. I saw the image. I think, A, you need to properly whisk the egg together. There seems to be a lot of separate white and separate yolk.
Yeah.
To start, so to start.
Well, I break it into a cup,
give it
though.
A proper good whisk.
Oh.
Or a forking will do. Yeah. And then you're fine. But okay. At least start with that.
Don't put that in emojis. Right, okay. So that's my one. Like, well done to everybody who completed the London Marathon. What an incredible thing it is to
amazing.
Achieve.
Yeah.
But can you please be more sensitive to the fact I can't even cook an omelette? That's all I'm asking. This one is an emoji of an aubergine, then it's some water splashing, then it's a car. This person says they tried aubergine for the first time and washed their car this week. We've got a big Ferris wheel, a pint of beer, a sleepy head, I think it's a castle, then a walking around thing, and then Rudolph. Friday, Blackpool seeing Kaiser Chiefs. Saturday, I was dead. Sunday, walked around Raby Castle seeing the deer. And that's coming from...
Oh, I thought America. We'd had a touristy day of the London Eye, the London Dungeon, and then Winter Wonderland in Hyde Park.
What a day. We've got the football cup emoji, the football emoji, and we've got the crying face emoji. And, of course, Tracy in Coventry is trying to relay to us all that she was at Wembley watching Coventry get, her words not mine, robbed of a place in the FA Cup final. And then she concludes with, "Dare you, VAR!" And who can blame her? My in-laws were there because they're huge Manchester United fans.
Of course.
And they drove down to London, you know, they popped in and saw their granddaughter, then they went off to Wembley to watch it. And I love Ian and Lynn. I talk about them all the time on the show.
Yeah.
You know, they're my bays.
Yeah,
I love them more than my wife.
Yeah.
I really do. But come on, guys.
They did not deserve
they
to win.
They did not deserve
they
did to
no,
win.
No
did
one
they?
Wanted
or did
them
they?
To go through.
I don't know.
No, come on. That was the magic of the cup when Coventry came back from 3-0.
It was a thing of beauty.
Don't get me started on VAR, though. I can't talk about
no,
it.
No,
oh, yeah, you've had a difficult weekend.
When we were watching that, Sarah Jane's takeaway was, Ashley Young's still playing football. As a unique. And I was like, yeah, and he's causing havoc to my co-host Matt Dyson.
Really
bless him. Right, keep them coming. Of course, they don't have to be football-based. Your weekend in emojis.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We got a sleepy emoji, a mountain emoji, a sunrise emoji, sunglasses, then a blazing sun, then another mountain, then some running, then a burger, a hot dog, a sandwich, chips and bacon.
Wow.
That's from Lulu, who loves the show and also food, it would seem. Did the 35K Peak District run. That must be amazing.
Yeah.
Then a birthday bash on Saturday, and it was glorious. Well, happy birthday to Lulu. Ange in Nottingham is the car emoji. Then I think it's a train emoji. Then a coach emoji. Then it's run, 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 medal, pizza, bed. So I think Ange...
cheated on the marathon by using several forms of transport.
Yeah.
Record, did it in under an hour. Absolutely amazing. Isla has got axe, and then a group of girls, which is an axe-throwing party with 10 of her closest girlfriends.
Brilliant.
Anna, did you do the axe throwing thing with us a few years ago?
Or
no, you weren't around for that. I wondered how big a team challenge it was. Have you ever tried axe throwing?
I've never done it. I'd love to do it. I feel like I'd be excellent at it.
What? Yeah. Make of that what you will. Glenn, did you enjoy axe throwing?
I loved it. Yeah, it's a real. It felt like we were all on a stag do.
Yeah. And we'd all had like 8 pints as well.
Yeah, not really.
Matt, did you enjoy
axe
throwing?
Yeah, it's fun, wasn't it? I'd happily do it again.
Who won that challenge?
I seem to remember I didn't win. I'm fairly sure.
I don't know who it could possibly have been. I think it was certain Glenn Morse. It was definitely me. It was a million percent me.
I
remember
second.
What I was wearing. I remember every aspect of that.
That's the picture that's on Glenn's mantelpiece. not the baby, not all the award ceremonies, just Glenn holding an axe. Dog, camera, tree. And this represents a photo shoot with dogs in the bluebells and forest. So someone did a dog photo shoot this weekend. And yet I still can't make an omelette. And Matt Dyson, once again, it's so adorable that you text into your own breakfast show. Is that a Masonic lodge?
That's a school. It does look like a Masonic lodge.
But it's a
school.
It looks to me like you were fuming in a Masonic lodge, so you listen to some music. Is that what it is?
No, it's a school and then a sick face. And then the one they're not showing for some reason is the fake emoji with the glasses and the moustache.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's music, right? Because Maggie, my 10-year-old daughter, on Friday, right? Friday morning, she said she wasn't feeling very well to Katie at home. And she said, okay, you go back to sleep. And then you won't have to go to school today, right? And then later on, Katie started getting notifications on her phone because Maggie wasn't sleeping. She was watching new Taylor Swift videos on YouTube and commenting on them. And every time she got a like on her comment, Katie was getting a notification downstairs. And her pulling a sickie was exposed by the alerts from YouTube. And she said, you're not ill, are you? She said, no, I just wanted to have the day off to listen to the new Taylor Swift album.
That is so funny.
Poets Department.
I don't even know what to say. Is it going to be? I think it could be.
I know.
I respect it in a way.
I sort of admire it, but I must condemn it at the same time.
Oh, you have
time.
To condemn. Yeah. No, actually, yeah. You're right. Let me just stop. Yes. Condemn.
Condemn.
So she got dressed and went into school. Tail between her legs.
But she was planning to take the whole day off just to listen to the new Taylor Swift album.
Over and over again.
I like the passion.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
As promised right now, it's Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. Matt, when it comes to the comings and goings across all of social media, what's tickled your pickle this morning?
Excuse me, Channel 5 has been trending again with a new TV show. This is one of their craziest titles yet. Weatherspoons versus Toby Carvery.
They know what the people want.
Two powerhouses of the British food scene are put to the test over 4 rounds. This is a TV series on Channel 5.
Oh, it's a series?
It seems to be a series. Okay. As Scott Bryan, the TV critic who shared it, said, when John Logie Baird pioneered the television, I'm sure this is what he had in mind, which is amazing. So it's on Channel 5. Apparently there's a whole section about carpets. Which of them has the best carpets? Weatherspoons or Toby Carvery?
There's 2 paths we can walk with this. Yeah. We can all pretend it's rubbish. We're never going to watch that television. Yeah. It's beneath us. Or we can just be honest with ourselves and one another and say, I'll definitely be tuned in for that.
Yes. Yeah. I like
Weatherspoons wins.
Do you think so?
There's just more of them. There's more of those than a Tobias Carvery.
Yes. to give it its full title. There's a lot of gravy spillage in a Tobias Carvery as well, isn't there, really?
So you were saying there's a whole episode dedicated to the pattern carpets?
To the carpets, the quality of the carpets. There's even a section on rotors, which is very behind the scenes.
You know what? I'm yet to watch Game of Thrones. I don't know whether I should do that first before the carpets of Weatherspoons.
Well, so Weatherspoons, every carpet in a Weatherspoons is supplied by a local carpet place. So that's the idea they have. But I feel like if you went into a carpet place, you go, I like this. They go, yeah, it's in the local Weatherspoons. I go, I'll leave it then.
That's a great selling point, isn't it? And then some other relatable content spotted by our very own Anna Geary. This is from a TikToker in the States called Emma Baines, who describes herself as producing relatable relatable wife and mom content. She's done a great bit about parents in the 90s scaring the life out of children, which happened quite a lot back then.
Swim too soon after you eat, you will drown.
If you get a tattoo, you will not be able to get a job.
They're going to try to force you to smoke cigarettes, and you're going to have to be strong and say no.
If you don't quit popping your fingers, you will have arthritis by the time you're 30.
If you don't quit crossing your eyes, they will get stuck like that. Forever.
The candy store is closed.
Not always gonna have a calculator.
If you swallow that gum, it will stay stuck in your guts for 7 years.
Seven years stuck in your guts. I still believe some of them. I still get scared every time I crack my fingers. It's ridiculous.
I definitely had the cross-eyed one. My dad would say, don't do that. The wind will blow and it will get stuck.
That's
like
it. The wind changes, you'll stay that way.
Classic.
I'll share it on the Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where, of course, real music matters. The other thing that matters, a great deal to one member of the Breakfast Show team, is of course really, really old television programmes. Yes, I know that we bring it up from time to time on air, and you out there understandably think it's a joke, but Matt Dyson has a real issue when it comes to mansplaining old television programmes to the rest of the team. We're all too young to understand what Grot Bags is. Just leave us alone. We're not going to go back and watch all of Boone. It's gone. It's in the past.
Really should. Listen to the theme tune, at least.
We're not going to listen to the theme tune, okay? We're not interested. So this got us thinking. Of all the members of the team best suited to this, it would have to be the super talented producer Ellie, because producer Ellie has volunteered for this, by the way, I should say, is the youngest member of the team. She's a few years younger than me.
There's nothing funny about her.
No, we're not laughing.
She's 25. She's a few years younger than I am. Yeah. Producer Ellie was born... It's only so long I can keep up the pretense. She was born in 1998.
Whoa,
so let's take a little trip back in time, shall we, to 98. So the year that our producer Ellie was born, Cher had topped the charts for 7 weeks with Believe.
Wow.
Will Smith's Getting Jiggy With It and Aerosmith's I Don't Want to Miss a Thing also topped the charts. Titanic came out in cinemas in the UK. Also in cinemas was Saving Private Ryan, There's Something About Mary in Armageddon. Harrison Ford was named the sexiest man alive, and now he's 105. That's amazing, by People magazine. Seinfeld aired its ill-fated final episode, and Sex in the City aired its first episode.
Wow.
Oh my God.
So that was, and Ellie was born, of course. That was all going on. So what we have here, producer Ellie, is an education of sorts. It's a way of making Matt feel a bit better about himself. So next time we go out for team drinks and he starts talking about something from the 70s, we can go, we remember that. It's classics from the golden age of television. But what I want to know is, are the things you're about to hear real or completely made up?
Okay.
Are you ready to play TikTok on the telly? Because Ellie loves TikTok. Okay. Some mothers do have them. Does that ring any bells?
No.
Some Mothers Do Have Them was a British sitcom which ran on the BBC between 1973 and 1978, starring Michael Crawford as the hapless Frank Spencer. Ringing any bells yet?
No.
No, OK. He does all his own stunts. That's all you need to know. But what was Frank Spencer's catchphrase? Was it, ooh, Betty? Or was it, ooh, Johnny, not again?
Johnny, not again.
Is he correct? Is this the best thing you've ever done?
I like to be fair, Ellie, both answers are insane.
It was, of course, Ooh Betty. Ooh Betty was Frank Spencer's wife. For a bonus point, did a cat ever do a whoopsie on the carpet? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay, good. You got 1 point for this round.
And it was the funniest thing in the world.
It was
the time.
Between 1974 and 1978. Here's Frank Spencer in action.
Last thing I did was put the cat out.
We haven't got a cat. She's still at the vet's.
Well, I put someone's cat out.
It was my fur hat. Found it outside by a saucer of milk.
I thought she didn't seem very thirsty.
Ellie's literally just gone on her phone. Yeah. Literally.
It sounds like there's three people in that studio audience.
Yeah.
Just three eavesdroppers going,
Oh, come on. Matt, are you going to stand up for Frank Spencer?
It was hilarious.
It's a tough crowd.
He did all his own stuff. Yeah. Come on.
We've already done that. We've got to have more than that.
Give him a break.
I watched the documentary about it on New Year's Day with Michael Crawford. It was excellent. Excellent, I assure you. Okay, Ellie, question two. You got your bonus point there, so you got one. Answer me this. The Adventures... Lovejoy was a popular BBC comedy drama which aired between 1986 and 1994. But what was Lovejoy about? Was it The Adventures of Lovejoy, a roguish antiques dealer based in East Anglia? Or was it The Adventures of Lovejoy, a marriage counsellor come part-time detective based in Chelmsford, Essex?
The counsellor part-time detective?
Is incorrect.
Oh,
he was a roguish antique dealer in East Anglia.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course he was. Right, okay.
Things are stranger than fiction.
He's now in all the John Wick movies. You know, here we go. Tommy Cooper was a comedian and magician, famous for his signature red fez and his catchphrase. But what was his catchphrase? Was it A, abracadabra, dingle dangle do, or was it B, just like that?
Just like that.
Let's see if you're right.
My name is Tommy Cooper. I was sitting in my flat. I thought I'd make a record, so I made it. Just like that.
It's a 2 out of 4. Yeah. TikTok on the telly.
Sex and the City nicked that catchphrase.
Do you remember Carrie Bradshaw would write it into a laptop at the end of every episode? Yeah, just like that. Okay, Ellie, as I say, you got 2 out of 4. How are you feeling?
I'm quite pleased with that.
Are you interested in watching any of the things we've discussed back later on after the show?
I feel like they'd be quite grainy.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And so a brand new week starts with a brand new opportunity for one listener to win £5,000 by matching five little words with a member of the Breakfast Show team. Yes, it's five words, £5,000. And playing this morning, we have Stuart. Good morning, Stuart.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Stuart, welcome along to the show. Stuart loves the main station. Once matched 5 out of 5, but it was a couple of years ago and cannot remember who it is with, but would most like to get you, Matt Dyson, on the random player generator. The other thing to know about Stuart is he's currently parked up outside the school, ready for Breakfast Club, and his two daughters are in the vehicle with him. We have Lucy and Alice. Good morning, girls.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Lucy is 11, Alice is 6. Is that right, Stuart?
That's right.
Are they going to be helping you out, or is it just daddy time?
Well, yeah, it's probably going to add time, to be honest.
Okay, right. have a great day, girls. Yeah. See you later. Motivated and pumped for the day ahead. See you in a bit. Okay, let's spin the random player generator. See who you guys have got.
Player
here we go.
Generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
It is the pothole princess making her way out of the studio.
Good luck, Stuart.
Thanks,
Anna.
We
can't rumble.
God bless the pothole.
Okay, here we go. Stuart, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think the pothole princess is most likely to give me next, because I will be asking Anna the same five words. If they match your five words, you can have £5,000. Whether you're playing alone or whether the girls are going to be helping you out, I wish you the best of luck. Here we go.
Yes.
Easy.
Hard.
Take.
Give.
Solid start.
Yeah.
Dinner.
Time.
Lovely.
Baby.
Shower.
This is strong.
And finally, American.
Beauty.
Oh my goodness, that's really good.
You might be looking at five.
Yes. It's one of the most complete sets we've had in a while. That's excellent work, good. Stuart. Girls, you did nothing. You did absolutely nothing. Oh, I'm six. Well. I've heard it all before. Alice. Touché. Yeah. Okay, guys, wait right there. Anna Geary's in play next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The Pothole Princess, award-winning news journalist and presenter Anna Geary is back in Studio 2.
Hello.
With a glint in her eye. Ready to give away the money, I am sure, as Stuart and his two daughters, Lucy 11 and Alice 6, wait in the car outside school before breakfast club. Good luck to you, Stuart.
Thank you.
Anna, here we go. Easy.
Hard.
Correct.
Yes.
Take.
Give.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Dinner.
Breakfast.
Oh!
Oh, no.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but you were carrying on the opposite theme.
I was.
Yeah. Dinner time is what we had.
Oh,
we had a we switched to follow-ons.
Oh, I'm crying now. Oh, no. I was already feeling so nervous knowing there were kids in the car.
But we need to make that illegal. Yeah. You can't. The guilt is
so
heavy.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Let's do the remaining couple of words. What have you got for baby?
Shark.
Baby shark.
Excellent.
Nice.
Excellent work. baby shower. And American?
Pie.
Oh, excellent. Oh, beauty. Yeah. American beauty.
Oh, that's good.
Stuart, Lucy, Alice, pleasure having you on the show. Have a great day ahead and we'll speak to you very soon.
Brilliant, thank you.
Cheers, guys. So we finish on a 2 out of 5. This means we're going to be playing again tomorrow.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Get this. On Friday, Bon Jovi, the entire band, will be joining Leona on the No Repeat Guarantee. You can listen this coming Friday as Leona Graham meets Bon Jovi on Absolute Radio from 10 a.m.
Nice.
I hope she's not bought me any chocolate or any gifts. Yeah. Yeah. No, that was weird. Speaking of which, I'm asking you to complete the sentence. Is it weird that I, 8, 12, 15, this person wishes to remain anonymous. Dave, is it weird that when I knock or bang a part of my body accidentally, I have to knock the opposite side on purpose so my body feels a symmetry of pain?
Oh, wow, like balanced. Yeah, yeah, it sort of makes sense.
Scarlett says, hi, Dave and the team. Is it weird that whenever I hear a sentence with the words maybe in it, I automatically finish the sentence in my head with, I am the Lord of the Dance, said he?
Oh, yes, we're going to start doing that.
Is it weird that I prefer eating giant Wotsits when they are stale?
Yes.
Oh, that can't be good.
No.
Yeah, I think it does add something.
If you don't like that, wait till you hear this abomination. Is it weird that I like eating tikka spaghetti? So this is tikka curry sauce, but on spaghetti.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Well, it's a student.
No, thank you.
Nah.
I love it. No one else understands it. And then a shout out to Bernardo's Children's Charity. They listen whilst working in the warehouse.
Oh, nice.
See, great work there. Yes, very, very worthy course. Keep it up.
Stop with the fusion food. Yeah. It's marvellous.
Peter McGowan says, Dave, is it weird that I play with my hair to fall asleep?
Oh. Like he's a teenager from the 80s on the phone.
No, you hang up. He's wildly lovable, isn't he?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning and here on The Breakfast Show, at the start of every week, I like to give you the opportunity to complete the sentence, is it weird that I? Send them in to 8, 12, 15, because it does feel good. And also, it's nice to get some people let you know whether you are weird or not.
Yes.
Whether it's something you should be doing or it's something you should stop immediately. Yes. And joining us right now on line one, we have Melissa. Welcome to the show, Melissa.
Oh, thank you. Good morning, Dave.
Hello,
good morning,
hello.
Dave.
Hello, Melissa.
Hello.
So, Melissa, in Leicestershire, complete the sentence, is it weird that I...
eat Pringles convex side down.
Eat Pringles convex side down. So you have the edges stabbing into the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. Why, Melissa? Why?
It's a taste hit. You know, you've got to make the most of the flavour, haven't you? So, yeah. I'd go through the pain game.
You go through the pain game in order to get the flavour. So are you saying, are you insinuating that Pringles are more flavoursome on one side than the other?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I thought everyone knew this.
Oh, Swiss is agreeing along like I'm an absolute buffoon. He's literally looking at me going, I liked you, Dave, and now I don't know if I can work with you anymore. Yeah. I had no idea there was a more flavoursome side to a Pringle.
I would lick it like the lid of a yoghurt. Yeah.
And then discard it.
I didn't know there were rules about how you eat them, to be fair. I just eat them in the old way. I shove them in sideways
just
five at a time sometimes.
Just pop them in.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think the rules, but, I mean, I loosely thought it was weird. I thought, I don't know if it is weird, but I'll go with it.
I like changing this feature to, is it loosely weird? So, Melissa, which flavour are you going for?
Oh, I like... most of them, to be honest, but barbecue, salt and vinegar, obviously, and very salted. If I want to be a bit plain Jane, go with those. But they never disappoint either, so happy days.
You miss sour cream and chive.
That's
the OG.
I'm not so keen on those.
No.
What?
Now, I could talk crisps all day. Have you ever popped it in the normal way, Melissa, or is it always the other way?
Yeah, but it was just straight back to the other way.
Melissa, it is slightly weird. I mean, the cheese and chive thing is frankly bizarre. Anna's absolutely right. It is great having you tuned into the show. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Have
Cheers,
a great day,
Melissa,
everyone.
And you. Lots of love. Bye now.
Thanks.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Dave Berry presents Kids World Records.
Yes, our search is on to find a kid to break a world record. And the world record in question is how many of the mandarin family, they're not people, by the way, I'm talking about the little citrusy fruits, can be peeled in under 1 minute. Yes, in other words, this is Captain Dave Berry's mandarin.
Oh, yes.
Oh, like that a lot.
That's what I did across the whole weekend. I failed to make an omelette and wrote that.
Yeah, that's quite an achievement.
That's me done.
Yeah, you didn't run the marathon, but you've done quite a bit there.
But when I wrote that, I had a little tinfoil blanket on just to keep me warm, so that's one thing. Anyway, we are on the search for the child to come to our new state-of-the-art building and attempt to break that world record. This is official. The people from Guinness World Records are going to be there. So if there's a kid in your life you think would love to have a go at this, let us know right now at 8 12 15, or you can email me dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. Or if you're a kid you'd like to tackle it, well, the number, it's the same. And joining us right now on line one, we have Donna. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. So you are suggesting that your son, Ewan, who is 14, might like to give this a go?
Yeah, I thought he might like to take after his mum.
Yeah, now this is the really interesting part about this. There's genealogy involved here when it comes to Satsuma peeling. You're hoping Ewan has kind of, he's inherited a very special part of your genetic makeup. What is that part, Donna?
I was crowned White Cup Primary School Satsuma Peeling Champion 1979-1980.
Yeah. Just knew in the presence of greatness, did you? It's eking out of the phone line into my headphones. I love it. So, I mean, what did you do to achieve that, Donna?
So our teacher, Miss Patterson, had announced that our school was taking part in this regional competition and that the winner from our school would go up against children from other school in the area, and our year group's names got put in a hat and my name got picked out. And on the day of the school competition, I went up against some of my fellow classmates, and I got through four rounds and my score was 10 satsumas in 1 minute.
Oh, okay. 10 Satsumas. Yeah. Any of the Isopelia family we can use, but yeah. in Donna's yeah. case, and it was the late 70s, she went down the Satsuma route. Fully understandable.
They're definitely a Satsuma. There's kind of a bit of a knack for peeling, so you kind of squeeze the orange with your fingers around the middle, and then you soften the edge so the skin comes away from the orange, and then you can get your thumb in and yeah, three turns and the skin's off.
Oh, yes. Ring the bell. Three turns.
Matt, I'm finding this erotic. Send help. Send help. Call the usual number.
Quick, take him to the cold shower.
Donna, so are you going to be passing on these techers to your son and hoping that's what could see him through if he is the chosen one?
Yeah, so I'll be his coach, and I've got my stopwatch like my mum used to have for me, and we'll do some practicing. I mean, he's pretty rubbish at the minute, to be fair. We have a bit of a peel off in the kitchen sometimes, and he's not as good as his mum.
I love how you just demonstrate your disappointment in him on national radio. He's rubbish. But I'm sure under your tutelage, he will improve, and we could be speaking to you again soon and meeting Ewan. But for now, Donna, congratulations once again on the record you set of 10 Satsumas in 1 minute. It's been lovely having you on The Breakfast Show.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Have a good day.
Cheers, Donna. Speak to you real soon. So, the search is on for the chosen one. If a child in your life fits the bill, let us know, 81215 or dave@absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave and Berry Breakfast Show. Famous for never doing any shout-outs, ever. We just don't do them. Because I believe you need to work for them. Because you're so darn clever at wordplay and knowing your music and all that real music that matters. You've got to work hard at 8, 12, 15. And so every week, we bring you a brand new game to play. And then just after 9 becomes shout-out time. And I'm so pleased to say we are welcoming this back to The Breakfast Show this week. It is a verse in reverse. So I'm going to play you a little ditty that's coming up on the main station as part of the No Repeat Guarantee just after 9. But can you identify the name of the band or artist? If you can, send it along to 8, 12, 15. Include your name, where you are, a flavour of what you're up to. As I say, send it all along to 8, 12, 15. And here is this morning's verse in reverse. We got it?
Yeah.
I think it sounds just like
it
the song.
It sounds very similar to the other
particularly
way around.
Particularly the last part of it. Yeah, weird. Very similar. So, who is that? Along with your name, where you are, a flavour of what you're up to.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where this week, a little game of a verse in reverse is how you could win your shout-out. Up next, I'm playing you this song on the main station. But who is it? If you didn't get it from the last 4 seconds, there's something wrong with you, because even I got it from the last 4 seconds, and I'm useless at this game. It is, of course, The Killers, Somebody Told Me.
Exactly the same, forwards or backwards, it turns out.
It's great both ways. So well done to everybody who got it right. And those people include Stevie, working as a beautician and starting clients from 7 a.m. Nathan from Hull, currently giving driving lessons in the rain. Adam, off to work to sell the best darn houses in the beautiful town of Abingdon. John, on the way up to Warrington from Uxbridge to open his new sunbed shop. Oh. Vanessa in Watford, fixing people's computers and loathing Monday. Adam, on his way to Downderry in the beautifully sunny Cornwall to remove some stains from a sofa. Corey in Huddersfield at work and counting down the hours until he finishes at six. June in Nottingham doing housework. Michael going home after a long all-night shift. Tina, the foster carer on the school run. Tim from Kent heading to Birmingham up the M6 for work. And Fiona and Ewan celebrating Fiona's birthday by heading to the cinema to catch the 10 a.m. showing of the brand new Amy Winehouse movie. Well done, everybody. A verse in reverse was The Killers and Somebody Told Me, and it will return tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Time to bid you farewell from the Monday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. And what an edition of The Breakfast Show it has been. Thank you ever so much for tuning in, and to those of you who took the time to join in. The brand new edition of the podcast is going to drop in about 5 minutes' time. So, Matt.
Yes.
Post haste, let's give it a name.
Yeah.
Perversity still evades me in the omelette game.
Yes, another stumble on your omelette making journey this week.
I'm even getting tips from Matt off air.
Yeah. I really want you to get to the bottom of this and sort it out. It'll change your life.
I spent 4 hours asking Matt, what do you mean by a splash of milk? Poor lad. Weatherspoon's carpets versus Tobias Carvery.
That was during the social ammo this morning, the big debate of the year.
Matt, are you going to stand up for Frank Spencer? That got a ring.
Yeah, on TikTok on the telly.
I feel like they'd be quite grainy.
Oh, what a line from producer Ellie. That was amazing.
Have you ever popped it in the normal way? No idea who said that or when.
It was about Pringles, don't worry.
Okay. Captain Dave Berry's Mandarin.
A lovely line about the world record attempt that's coming up.
Three turns and the skin is off. Oh, yeah. And a disappointing peel off in the kitchen.
Ah, I think it was Donna, the former Satsuma champion, that came out with that great tip. Three turns and the skin is off. I think it has to be that.
I completely agree. Well done, Donna. You have named the Daily Podcast. Right, so on the way, Leona's going to be here with the tea break trivia and the details you need to enter £1 million Make Me a Winner, which today would see £100,000 land in your account by tea time, should you be the chosen one. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.